Hello, and welcome to Urban Hood Money Talk. It's a fact that we need money to enjoy life and focus on the things that we really like. I'm your co-host, Allie, and I'm here with Mushi Buyan. Our mission is helping you gain financial freedom. You're listening to one of our special weekly market talks, which provides news on the upcoming week that may be important to traders. And we're super excited that you're here with us.
This is Mushi Buyan from Urban Hood. I have been investing for more than two and a half decades. This is not a financial advice. Please do make sure that you read the disclaimer, understand it, and you make complete responsibility for your own investment. What you are looking at, the core CPI, US core CPI, blue number, you can see that the blue one since to year 2018 till 2022, at some point we were used to be around 2% area from 2018, and then it went all the way up to close to above 9%. Last year, June, it started declining. So U.S. core CPI and headline U.S. headline CPI was 9%, and the core CPI almost over 6% and 7% it touched, the blue one. So you can see that, you know, last year at some point they both went so high, and last year June core CPI was almost like 7% it touched, but from then on it started declining, which is a good sign. Now current administration, also U.S. economy, Fed wants to bring it back to close to 2%. How close it is, we'll find out, but there are some good signs. Last week, that CPI number, some of the number came out, it is strong. But keep that in mind, this coming week, these numbers is going to come out on Tuesday. That, you know, U.S. Headline, the expectation, and from 6.5 to, it should go down to 2%. That this number, U.S. headline CPI and core CPI, is also, you know, should be coming down from 5.7 to 5.4 around that time. So this tomorrow will be a good day to watch. As you are watching today, it's April. It's February 14th. There are some more key economic number coming out. Keep an eye on that. That could cause market go volatile again. Next thing, that what we have seen last month, that job number came out. Great job number came out, where you can see almost like 507,000 new jobs got created, which was way above our expectation. So, which is good for the economy. That, what did that mean? That mean unemployment number came down to below almost like for years, decades of lowest number. That unemployment number, you can see, which fell to 3.4% down, where it was last year. In the past, it was way above here during pandemic time. So although some of the uncertainty is there, but one thing is strong to see, many tech companies, we are seeing that they are laying off, and that that's not causing the unemployment number going higher. As many of you know, that most of the tech job is a white collar job, that's not too strong in the economy part, and that's many of those folks have done good job on saving money and maintaining their financial situation, and hopefully they are going to be finding job very quickly. But ultimately, it's not causing labor market shortage, which was one of the concern from last year. So this is good for the economy, and that's also another reason we are seeing with the current market is going higher. So last week we have seen many of these Fed the chair, including Powell himself, spoke. But one thing is clear to them that our current rate is Fed rate is 4.7% in this increase. So 2 weeks before Fed did raised 25 basis, which was expected. Now the question was that are they going to be paused or they're going to be keep going? So one of the thing currently market is expecting, and Fed also is confirming, that they may increase two more time, which is 25 basis point, and they want to bring back to the rate above 5%. And this is where the concern right now with the market or fear is coming up. If they are going to be increasing the rate, and then are they going to be stick with that 25 basis point, or they will be aggressive like before to go 50 basis point and try and aggressive in reducing that CPI number or inflation rate to 2%, what we have seen. So this is yet to a concern for many investors. That's why you can say you may have seen little volatility last week happen in the market. It's always good to take some profit whenever you see that in your account. That's all we can say. For long term, yes, market is going to have this kind of a hiccup, but those who is looking long term investment, look at the business, look at the company, and learn and understand how they're making money, understand the leadership, understand the business strong, and just make wise decision in your investment. So with that also, you know, we are going doing also some of the training for some of these, how you can invest for long term and not to be aggressive and still make steady money for short term plus long term. This training is not going to be a aggressive training. This is going to be mostly how can you be conservative and still make steady income every month through this stock market. So let's see what happened last week. You can see that last week S&P almost went less than 1% down, Nasdaq went down, and now you know the reason, because market was concerned what could happen, and hence it went down. So, but this is short term. We still think that market is strong, because 70% of these S&P earnings came out, and we are seeing that good sign that many company came up with a strong number. Only thing they are forward, the future earning forward has a strong guidance. They reduce that, which is not abnormal. This is normal. So market reacted positively. But because of last week, some of the thing Fed spoke, that caused market panic. Hence, it went down. This is the training I was talking to about earlier. So we will be conducting this webinar training. You can see the URL that is below here. And also I'll be posting with this video. So, you know, look up the description of this video and the podcast. I hope to see many of you. And the details is there in all this. This is going to be 10-day bootcamp. In the 10 days of bootcamp, we will be doing Monday till Friday, Eastern time, 6:30 p.m. we'll be meeting, and weekend is Saturday, Sunday. If you happen to miss any of this class, you will have access to training. And one thing we'll be doing in front of you, as while we're teaching you all of this, our experienced fund manager, he's going to be putting money in an account. We'll just put that or show you that as we are teaching those conservative trades, how steadily we are growing our account. So I look forward to see many of you in that class. Finally, I am looking forward to see some of these earnings. I hope to see if the existing momentum stays. A lot of these businesses are mostly retail business. and we'll see now how Coca-Cola comes out, you know, and Marriott and the Roku, Shopify is one of the strong ones that last time it went down, how it comes up, comes out, and Twilio, those services, watch their earnings, and are they also giving positive numbers just like many others we have seen. Thank you for watching. If this helpful, please like the video, share with someone who you think can benefit from it, and subscribe our channel, subscribe our podcast. And
that's it for this episode, folks. Thank you for listening. And if it was helpful to you, please click the like button and follow us so that you can listen to more of our podcast. You can also visit us at urbanhood.org to learn more about our other programs. We hope you'll check in with us again. And until then, keep learning and do whatever it takes to reach financial freedom and follow your dreams.